Namate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Without my reading glasses at this moment, so I can see a blur in front of me, I'm afraid. That's better. Thank you all for coming. It's very nice to be here with you all. Have your association. I hope everyone is happy in Krishna consciousness. I hope nobody is in Maya. Is anyone in Maya? A couple of people. Everyone else is liberated. Well done. Yes, so we will read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We will read Chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme, Text 16. Abrahma Bhuvanau Lokan, Punar Avartanor Jana, Mamu Petya Tukonteya, Punar Janma Na Vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all the places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. The one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Let us do this responsibly. You can repeat after me, please. From the highest planet in the material world,
from the highest planet in the material world,
down to the lowest,
down to the lowest,
all are places of misery,
all are places of misery,
wherein repeated birth and death take place,
wherein repeated birth and death take place.
But one who attains to my abode,
O son of Kunti,
never takes birth again. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All kinds of yogis, karma, jnana, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons on earth are elevated to higher planets, people on higher planets, such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, and Indraloka, fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice, called Panch Agni Vidya, recommended in the Chandogya Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if, on Brahmaloka, one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, then he must return to earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness on the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, quotes this verse: Brahmana sahate sarve samprapte pratisanchare parasyante kritatmana Pravishanti Param Padam. When there is devastation of this material universe, Brahma and his devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. Now, have we all turned our cell phones off? Yes? Please? You know, in Mauritius, the favorite ringtone is the sound of a cow mooing. The first time I heard it, it was in the middle of a class like this. Actually much bigger in the temple there in Phoenix. And suddenly from the middle of the crowd came this moo. And we all went, oh, there's a cow in disguise in the temple room. But you know the famous story. I'm sure you know the famous story. I will tell you anyway again. That one devotee went to see the Pope. You know the story. He went to see the Pope. And on the Pope's desk was a big red telephone. And he asked the Pope, "What's that?" And the Pope said, "That is direct line. Direct line." And the devotee said, "Really? You mean direct line?" "Yes, direct line." And the devotee said, "Could I make a call?" And the Pope said, "Well, you could, but it's very expensive. Long distance. Very expensive." But the devotee phoned anyway. And sure enough, it was Krishna. Krishna gave him some instructions. He hung up after a minute. They asked the Pope how much. The Pope said, "Oh, long distance. Very expensive. $100 a minute." So the devotee gave $100. Later the Pope was in India. You may recall, I forget exactly, but 2 or 3 years ago, was it? Pope was visiting Bharat. And suddenly he remembered that devotee. The devotee had given him a card. The devotee lived in our Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram temple. He said, "If you ever go to India, come and visit me." And the Pope one day, he remembered, my Hare Krishna friend. And he had the card. So he went to Vrindavan. And he visited the devotee in the office block, in the Gurukul building, in the Krishna Balaram temple. They were sitting with the devotee, they were chatting. And he noticed the devotee on his table. He also had a big red telephone. And the Pope said, "You have one of these too?" And they said, "Yes, direct line." And the Pope said, "Could I make a call?" And the devotee said, "Sure, go ahead. No problem, just go ahead." So the Pope picked up the phone and sure enough it was Krishna. And Krishna got on his case. "You people are thinking of legalizing abortions, it's very bad. And you won't allow women to become priests, oh that's very bad." He got on the Pope's case. So the Pope was on the phone to Krishna for a few minutes. Then he hung up and he asked the devotee how much. And the devotee said, "Don't worry about it. Free of charge. It's okay." And the Pope said, "But isn't it such a long distance call? Isn't it very expensive?" And the devotee said, No. "Here in Vrindavan, it's a local call." So, yes, by the mercy of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, we're very close to Krishna. even though we're here in this material world, but still we're very close to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, for the devotees like you, for the devotees, Prabhupada said, you are on the threshold of eternity. You're on the threshold of eternity. All you had to do is step through. That's not long way you have to make a great and perilous journey through all sorts of things and problems and obstacles. No. Prabhupada said, you're on the threshold of eternity. All you have to do is step through. So, this is the mercy of the Lord and Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession. And here Lord Krishna is talking about this, that if we can just push on in Krishna consciousness for the rest of this life, for some of us that is less or more than others, we are different ages materially, and who knows when any of us may depart. That is very unpredictable. But if we just push on, Srila Prabhupada said on many, many occasions, if you simply chant your 16 rounds, follow the regulative principles, and engage in your service, some regular service, Prabhupada said, you will go back to Godhead at the end of this life. And one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, said, as he was Mother Malati, very senior devotee, GPC member, and Mother Malati asked Prabhupada one time, she was feeling like a little astonished. Prabhupada had just said that in front of her. And she was feeling very astonished, and she said to Srila Prabhupada, she said, but Srila Prabhupada, is it that easy? How could it be so easy? Is it really that easy? And Prabhupada looked at her silently for a moment or some moments, like one of those what they call a pregnant silence. And Prabhupada was looking at her. And Srila Prabhupada said, so she had said, is it really so easy? Is it really like that? So Prabhupada looked at her, Prabhupada said, do you think that I would cheat you? So it is, it's like that. All we have to do is step through. It's not hard. It's very easy. Another time Srila Prabhupada was in Sweden at Uppsala University, and he was talking about chanting, and someone asked Prabhupada, one of the students just asked Prabhupada, just sort of out of the blue, somehow the inspiration came to that student, not a devotee, it was just a student, and he asked Prabhupada, how long did it take you to perfect your chanting? You know, such a question is very unusual. Not common question that one would address Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness in such a sort of direct way, almost like rude in a sense. How long did it take you to perfect your chanting? Srila Prabhupada said, about 20 years. Then Srila Prabhupada asked him, how old are you? That young man said, 25. Prabhupada said, you have enough time left. You can do it. Just in a straightforward way, not like a sensational way. Or just said, yeah, you can do it. You have enough time left in your life. And if you go back, Lord Krishna says here that when one returns to the kingdom of God, one does not come back. Some devotees, they raise the question that if Krishna says that when you return there, when you go there, when you go back, that as he says here, punar janma na vidyate, punar janma na, then you do not take another birth. So some devotees raise the question that if that is the case, then it would seem to support the idea that we were never there to start off with. We are never there, because if you, Krishna says, when you go back there, then you never come back here to this world, and you never take birth again. So they feel this is supporting that idea that we were never there to start off with. We've always been in the material world. But that is not the case. We were there. Srila Prabhupada referred to that on many, many occasions. And even the phrase, the term, going back to Godhead, which we know so well, and which was coined initially by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually. He somehow came up with that little term, back to Godhead, going back to Godhead. Obviously, you can only go back to a place where you've been. Otherwise, they would say, going to Godhead, or something of that sort. So Srila Prabhupada, one time giving a class on this verse, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada made the point that when you go back, having been through what you have been through in this world, when you go back, it is not that you just forget. I was in Pietermaritzburg. I had to work in the factory. And I didn't get paid much. And then we got hijacked. Anyway, we won't talk about that. But, you know, I went through so many things. Birth, death, old age and disease, politics, economics, crime, health problems, family problems, psychological, emotional problems, and so many ups and downs. Srila Prabhupada explained, there's one letter. Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada made the point that now, we do not remember our previous lifetimes. And we do not even remember very much of our childhood, for example. Want to speak of previous lifetimes. Why is this? This is because of tamagun. Tamagun, the mode of ignorance, is covering us in many ways. Not totally. We are conscious right now, but we're not very conscious, because tamagun is covering most of our consciousness. So therefore we forget. Who can remember everything that we have said in the last 15 minutes? Nobody. Even I can't. And I said it. So, this is tamagun. But, when one comes to the pure spiritual platform, when one becomes a pure devotee and is qualified to go back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada made the point that, of course, there is no tamagun. No more ignorance. So Srila Prabhupada wrote in that letter, when you go back to Goloka Vrindavan, then you can remember everything when you want. Not that you just sit there all the time remembering everything in Goloka Vrindavan, but sometimes you can remember, and you can remember everything, what you went through. So many births, so many deaths, so many times you died in pain and underwent so much, practically unlimited. So therefore Srila Prabhupada said, when they go back, there, then they don't come back here. Punarjanmana. And Srila Prabhupada said, so far, no one has done so. Very interesting statement. So far, no one has come back. Therefore, Krishna says, when you go back, you do not return. So far, no one has returned. Yes, so, this is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. It's a very, very wonderful thing. Direct connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Easy path. Not some long and winding road, some treacherous route through all sorts of difficulties, but direct connection, very quick, very easy. Back home, back to Godhead in one lifetime. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, I think it's verse 54. Well, we can just check. Lord Krishna makes the point that, well, just before that, Lord Krishna makes the point that the impersonalists, those who think that it is all one, that I am God, you are God, everyone is God, and so on, like this, that such a person may come to the spiritual platform after many lifetimes. But then in verse 56 actually, Lord Krishna says, sarva karma yapi sada kurvano mad vyapashraya mat prasadad avapnoti shashvatam padam avyayam. Although engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee under my protection reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace. Although engaged in all kinds of activities, those impersonalists and yogis, they live very austere lives, practicing their sadhana, their asanas, their pranayama, all their different exercises and their regimes for somehow cutting their attachments to this world and trying to elevate themselves is very difficult. They have to do so many things under extremely strict discipline. Extremely strict discipline. But Krishna says, my devotee, although engaged in all kinds of activities, under my protection, achieves the eternal abode by my grace. Although engaged in all kinds of activities, Arjuna was a warrior. To many people, it does not sound like a very spiritual way of life to be, you know, like a gunman, a killer, which is what it boils down to. To be a killer, paid killer, does not sound so spiritual, does it? But that's what Arjuna was, actually. And Krishna, what is he doing in Bhagavad Gita? He is urging him, kill, kill, fight, get up and confront these people and battle with them. Yes. This is very spiritual, actually. Topmost spiritual literature. So although engaged in all kinds of activities, he was a warrior. Someone else is a housewife, cooking, cleaning, and so on and so forth. Someone else is a businessman. Someone else, whatever occupation, Krishna says, although engaged in all kinds of activities, means not just those who are following rigid discipline, like the yogis and others, forcing self-control upon themselves. But anyone, anyone who engages in devotional service, Krishna says, is under my protection and will achieve the supreme abode by my grace. So in the purport of this verse, this is 1856, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur raises a point in the form of a little dialogue between Arjuna and Krishna. Arjuna protests to Lord Krishna that, my Lord, how could it be like that? How could it be so easy that the devotees, although engaged in all kinds of activities, fighting, cooking for the family, doing business, working somewhere in the office or the factory, how could they attain the eternal abode so easily? But those very strict yogis and others, following very rigid discipline, for them it takes many, many lifetimes if they manage it at all. If they manage it, which they may not, and in many cases they do not. How could it be that the devotees, easily doing all sorts of things, even apparently ordinary things, they achieve your abode? And Lord Krishna replied that it is by my mercy when they engage in devotional service, they get my mercy. Those yogis and others who are trying to do it under their own steam, they do not get my mercy. But my devotees get my mercy. And Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, my mercy is very powerful. So, here we are. We are practicing Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other we've come to Krishna consciousness. I think some of us, like me, I'm a fair example, we have come to Krishna consciousness, although we were not intending coming to Krishna consciousness. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I was not intending becoming Krishna conscious. I was just looking into this. What is this? What's it all about? Why do these people do like this? And I was actually interested in mystical powers. That's what I was interested in. Really, I was. But then suddenly I found, oh, look, I'm becoming a devotee. What happened? So with some of you, it may have also been similar. You were looking for this or that or money or happiness, or you just happened to just appear in some program and by mistake, or someone took you there, you weren't intending going, but they just dragged you along, or whatever it may be. Not that you were necessarily thinking, I must find Krishna consciousness and go there. But somehow or other, as Rupa Goswami says, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Yena, by this way. Kena, by that way. Prakarena, by any way. By some way. Mana Krishna niveshayat. Always remember Krishna. Somehow. Just whatever it takes, do it. But remember Krishna. So somehow we come to Krishna this way, that way, through the back door, through the side door, through the roof, through the floorboards, or somehow we came. You know, there's a nice story. Oh, it's in our new DVD set of Brajmandal Parikrama, Badrinath in Brajmandal. It's the original Badrinath. The Badrinath in the Himalayas is expanded from that Badrinath in Vrindavan. So there's a nice story. That place was... And my point here is that Krishna, he decides, okay, look, you. We want you. I want you. I want you to become a devotee. and we were not intending, but then he makes some plan. So in this regard, Lord Shiva was staying in Badrinath. It was his place. He was staying there with Parvati. And one day they were walking. It's a very, very beautiful area. Most beautiful part of Vrajmandala. They were walking through the hills, mountains, through the forest. It's a very fascinating area. And they came upon this little child. Like 5-year-old child, 4-year-old, small child. And this child was just sitting there in the middle of the forest, which is in the middle of nowhere. That place is way out. And there was this little child. And the child was sitting there crying. And Mother Parvati, being a soft-hearted lady, she immediately said to Lord Shiva, Oh, let me go and pick up the child and comfort the child. And Lord Shiva said, wait, no. What is this child doing here in the middle of nowhere? I think it's a trick. It's some trick. It must be. But Parvati said, no, how can we just leave the child? How do you know it's a trick? Don't speculate. We must help the little child. So she went and picked up the child. And Lord Shiva was kind of hanging back, thinking, wait a minute, something's wrong here. So then the little child said, well, they asked the little child, how did you get here? Little did they know it was Vishnu, it was Krishna. So they asked the child, how did you get here? Child said, well, oh, I was with my mother. We were walking through the forest. Suddenly she just left me and went. And here I am on my own. And Mother Parvati said, oh, you poor little baby, and hugged him. And Lord Shiva was thinking, wait a minute, what's he doing with his mother in the middle of the forest? Something is wrong here. And the little child said, you know, I'm so tired, I want to lie down. Can you take me to your place and let me lie down? So they took him to their house and laid him down on the bed. And he said, oh, this is very nice, thank you. And he rolled over and fell asleep. And they went out and back into the forest to do what they were doing. They came back a little later. Came to the front door, to open the front door. Door was locked from the inside. They knocked on the door and said, speaking to the child, open the door, we're back, it's all right, it's safe. You don't have to keep the door locked, it's us. You can open the door. They looked in one of the windows. There was the little child. But he was now in the form of Krishna. And they said, open the door, you just turn the handle or something. And little child Krishna, with a mischievous look on his face, he went, no. And they said, yes, you must open the door. And he said, no, I will not. And they said, you must open the door. This is our house. We must come in. And he said, no, it's not your house. It is my house now. You go find your own place. Oh, they had to leave. They went to Kedana, which is just down the road, perhaps 10 kilometers. Which is also a very, very beautiful place. But Krishna tricked them. See, Krishna can be very tricky. Krishna can be very tricky. And in some cases with us, he was tricky. We thought we were going to find this or that. People come for different reasons, as you know. Some people come because they think, yes, good philosophy makes sense. Some people come, particularly people from Indian backgrounds, they come thinking, yes, this is real Hinduism. The other popular Hinduism is all mixed up, but here we have real Hinduism. Some people come, oh, you know what some people come for. Some boys come thinking, aha, I will find a nice, sweet girl. Not one of these racy, hard girls, but a very gentle, kind girl who will do everything that I say and be very submissive little what. And some girls come thinking they'll find some very responsible, mature, pious, upstanding young man who will look after them for the rest of their lives. Some people come because they like the food. You know this man, what's his name? I forget his name, but Jobs, who owns Apple Computers. He has said on many occasions that when he was at university, that he would, the devotees at that in that town were distributing prasadam every day, and they're still doing it like 30 years later. One of the longest standing daily programs in ISKCON, every day feeding the students. And that man, Steve Jobs, said that if it wasn't for the Hare Krishnas, I would have starved to death. So some people come because they like the food. There was a book when I was a youth, back in those days, the mid-60s. It was the hippie era. The idea was to drop out and just go and do your own thing and don't worry about working. There was a book. It was all about how to get everything you need free in the major cities in the world. So, you know, if you go to London and you need something, go to this place. So it said, anywhere you go, if you need a free meal, go to the Hare Krishna temple. And it said, well, the book, you know the name of the book? The book was called Steal This Book. That was the name of the book. I'm serious. That was the name of the book. And the book said, if you need a pair of shoes, go to the Hare Krishna temple on Sunday afternoon. Come to Baldev and Revati's ashram on Saturday evening the 14th. And you'll have a range to choose from. So people come for different reasons. And Krishna is very clever. Krishna is anything but sort of pedestrian, if you know what I mean. Mediocre, run-of-the-mill, ordinary. Krishna's anything but that. Krishna is a very creative thinker. And the way he gets people, and the people he gets, it's very amazing. Another story I'm sure many of you have heard, but I'll tell it anyway, about how he can get anybody, is some of our devotees, actually Braja Bihari, who visited here a little while ago from America. He was with some other devotees. They were distributing books in America. They were traveling all around sort of the northern parts of the United States. And one day they were in one town, and some people robbed a bank in that town. But they, the devotees, did not know. But those people who robbed the bank, they made a getaway, their getaway, in a van, which was identical to the devotees' van. And you know, like here in Pietermaritzburg, we have NP, in Durban they have ND on the number plates. So there in America they have the state names, California or whatever it may be. In this case, Michigan. The devotees were from Detroit, Michigan state, Detroit city. And these bank robbers, they made a getaway in a van which was identical. And it also had number plates, Michigan something. So the devotees were woken up at about midnight. They were sleeping in some like holiday camp, sleeping in the van. And they were woken up. There were helicopters flying above. And there were many police cars with headlights all pointing on them, on the devotees. And they looked out. There was like 30 policemen with machine guns. And they were all looking at them from all sides. They were surrounded. So one of the big police chief, big man, about 3 meters tall. He called out in this very sort of, you know, heavy, authoritative voice, "Come out with your hands up." So the little devotees, and he came out. And the man said, "We know who you are. You robbed the bank." And the devotee said, "Us? Who us? Robbed the bank? No. We Hare Krishnas. We're distributing books. See?" And the man, big police chief, said, "Hare Krishnas, I don't believe it." And the devotee lifted up his seat and said, "Yes, see? Hare Krishnas." And the police chief came forward and the devotee gave him a Bhagavad Gita, and the police chief was looking through the book and looking at the devotees saying, "Hare Krishnas." Looking at them, "Hare Krishnas." Then he closed the book. He walked right up to that devotee, like 6 inches away from him, looking down at him and staring at the devotee. He said, "All glories to Srila Prabhupada." Because he was a devotee from the Navahata. So, you see, anyone can become a devotee. Anyone can go back to Godhead. Yes. Don't be surprised. You may find all sorts of people you didn't expect. They become devotees. So here Lord Krishna is making this point. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. Such a wonderful process. Prabhupada in the purport, if you were listening carefully, you would have heard Srila Prabhupada said, you get all these other people that are following this process, that process. It's very difficult. Great austerities. Vishwamitra, he was sitting with his eyes closed, sitting cross-legged for 60,000 years. I don't think any of us could sit cross-legged for 60,000 years or 1 year. How about 24 hours? You can try and see. But he was sitting cross-legged with his eyes closed for 60,000 years. And Menaka came. And he didn't even see her because his eyes were closed. But he heard the sound of her ankle bells. And his meditation was broken. His whole spiritual consciousness was totally disrupted. And he fell down to the material platform. And when by the time he opened his eyes, he was already down and out spiritually and on the material platform. So then they got married and their child was Shakuntala. You know, there are many lessons from this. One lesson is, ladies, it may be best not to wear ankle belts. Don't want to disturb anybody. But seriously, then after a while he came to his senses and he realized, oh, I was doing yoga and meditation for so many years, renouncing the world, trying to fix my mind on God. And here I am working in the factory in, what do they call it? Westgate, West Ridge. What's the name of the industrial area nearby here? Westmead. Thank you, sir. Westmead. Here I am now working in the factory in Westmead. And I was a yogi. What happened? So he left home. And he went back. But this time he did his meditation underwater. He was underwater for 40,000 years without a snorkel. He just kept himself alive down there for 40,000 years with his eyes closed. He was thinking, you know, I better stay underwater. I don't want to become exposed to something like what happened before. One day he opened his eyes and he saw two fish mating. And he just became bewildered and came to the material level again. After another 40,000 years. Now this is there in the Vedic literatures. So, to follow other processes is not really a very good idea. We should just follow the process of Krishna consciousness. It's very simple, as Srila Prabhupada said. Just chant your rounds. Follow the principles, do your service, that's all. You don't really need to do anything else. You don't need to gossip about anyone. You know, you don't need to try and show off. You just be a simple, humble devotee and just do what you're meant to do, that's all. And serve in Srila Prabhupada's movement in a humble way. And then whoever you are, you may be not some prominent devotee or something like that, just one of the devotees. But you do that very sincerely and you go back home, back to Godhead. This is Krishna consciousness. It's so nice. It's so easy. Even a child can do it. Even a child. And Prabhupada, you know what Prabhupada says in that? The famous talk about the Hare Krishna mantra, the famous one, originally on one of the early Hare Krishna records. Prabhupada says, even a child, so he says, you must chant the holy names and dance in ecstasy. Even a child can do it. And then what does he say? Even a dog can do it. And this is a serious presentation which was being recorded for mass distribution. And Prabhupada said that. Not just speaking to the devotees in a sort of off-the-cuff way. A serious statement. And even we saw, if you see, again, our Braj Mandal Parikrama DVD set. Maybe I'm advertising it. It won't do much good because we run out of the timing. But anyway. Here was one dog. You know, the devotees, they walk many miles in a month round the whole Braj Mandal area. Every day it is some 15 kilometers. So they cover 500 kilometers, must be, all over everywhere. That dog became attached to the devotees on about the second or third day and followed the entire parikrama all the way to the end. All the way. So even a dog can do it. What to speak of all you nice people from Pietermaritzburg and other areas, pious people from nice upbringings and educated people. What to speak? Even the dog. So we're on the threshold of eternity. Let us try and take it seriously. It is just a matter of making that step, that's all. Prabhupada would say, just take this one lifetime and give it to Krishna. That's all. Just this one lifetime. You've already had millions and millions, lost count. Too many. You already had that many to do what you like. So just give this one short lifetime for Krishna and perfect your life. And you won't be missing out. You may think you'll be missing out, but you won't be. You'll be so happy, so happy, and at the end of this life, back home, back to Godhead, for eternal life, full of bliss, full of knowledge, face to face with Krishna in a personal relationship. What more could we ask for? It is a small price to pay for such a great gain. So let us do that and not come back again. Prabhupada, in this regard, well, I'll just finish by saying, Prabhupada one time was speaking to a man in Bombay, Mumbai, and the man said he wanted to go to the moon. It was just, you know, in 1969, December, I think, the Americans, you know, well, who knows, but they say they went to the moon. So it was just shortly after that, you know, a couple of years, and this man was saying he wanted to go to the moon. And Prabhupada said, well, what will you do when you get there? And the man became a little bewildered. And Prabhupada said, you'll stay there, is it? And the man said, no, I'll come back. And Prabhupada said, well, if you want to come back, then why go there? Just stay here, you won't have to come back. If it's such a good place, go there and don't come back. And then Prabhupada quoted this verse. That place, Goloka, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka, Puna Avarta Narajana, Mahu Petya Tukonteya, Puna Janma Na Vidyate. That from the highest planet in this world down to the lowest, they are all places of misery. But one who attains to my abode never takes birth again in this world. All the problems are solved. All the questions are answered. And life is perfect. So thank you all again for coming. Thank you all for being devotees and trying your best. Keep on trying your best. You're making progress. Just keep going. And some of you may not be devotees actively, maybe friends of devotees. Try. Give it a try. See what happens. Give it a try and see what happens. And we can promise you'll get a very wonderful result. You'll be so pleased that you tried it. But that you have to try for yourself and see for yourself. So let us all push on in this way, back home, back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, back home, back to Godhead. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Hare Krishna. Hare.